do. Lower to the grave, tell you like it is to your face. She don't play. Every chick down for it all, know that she a boss. No competition, no loss. From the Midwest to the A, all them got you tuning in, no delay. Ooh, get you right every time. Keep you laughing on a dime. Tell you truth, no lies, so you can live your best life. Cover all topics, no limits. Got something for your mama and your children, no holding back. No gimmicks, coming on strong, get straight to business. Oh yeah.
What she wanna do?
Live life, live life.
She
live
what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life, live life. Live life, live life.
Hey, it's your girl Autumn, and I welcome you back to the Lit Life Podcast, where I encourage you to live your life autonomously. What's up, Litty Committee? I be missing y'all niggas, like no cap. I be missing y'all, like, and I know you're like, well, if you be missing us, why you be gone so long? I know, shit be happening. So this time, I have a really good excuse as to why I have not recorded in at least a month. Why COVID pulled up on me again, y'all? And I'm not going to talk about it right now because I have some future episode that I'm going to kind of tap in on it about. But it's been a rough month. Like, and I've been kind of like doing a lot, I guess you could say too, like aside from being sick. Like I went to California last week for work, and work has just been nuts, by the way. Work has been like extremely nuts because I work in an industry where our products like go live frequently. And so during any type of go lives, like it's always all hands on deck and all of that. But so work has been crazy. I'm trying to think, like, do I have any other little updates before I really just get into this? I feel like it's some other shit that I need to say, but you know, I can't really think right now. Football is back. You know what I'm saying? My Ohio State Buckeyes are back. I mean, you know, I don't really know what we're going to do about this quarterback situation. Like, they seem decent. The two that they are rotating out, they seem decent, but they don't seem, what do I want to call it? Top 10 ready. Which is why we keep dropping in the polls. But, you know, it is what it is. Ride or die Buckeyes over here. My Dallas Cowboys just beat the brakes off of the damn Giants. Like, them niggas scored absolutely nothing. So, that's that on that. I am actually going to Dallas next week or by the time you hear this, I'll probably be on my way to see a game. It's crazy because, you know, I figured this would be the game to go to since Aaron Rodgers is with the Jets or whatever, and he was going to be playing. But last night, he got fucked up. So he won't be playing. He's out for the season. But hopefully it'll still be a good game. And I'll still have fun. That's all I'm really worried about, trying to go to the casino. There's like a casino that's an hour away from there. It's like the biggest casino in the United States. So I'm trying to go do that. And sorry, y'all. I'll be looking around trying to do the most. But yeah, I mean, that's really it. I'm feeling better. I still don't feel like I am like 100% because I'm still just kind of tired. Which is what happened the first time I had COVID. It took me a while to like build my energy back up and all that good stuff. So I don't know. I feel better. I'm grateful, but it was a wild ride. So anyways, so look, this is what we're going to do. I am here right now to talk about the summer block party. Jodeci SWV Drew Hill. That's what I'm here to talk about. Now, I know you're like, what about the Shut the Fuck Up Award? The Shut the Fuck Up Award actually is going to fall within this story. I can't do it at the beginning because it's just not going to be right, okay? So, that being said, let's get into it. So, y'all know, okay, I know if you have listened to this podcast enough, or if you have seen me tweet, or if you have been on my live stream, anywhere where you've heard me talk more than once, you probably know who my favorites are, right? So when it comes to this R&B group situation, you know, because they don't really make R&B groups no more. But when it comes to these, like, these spectacular 90s groups, because a whole lot of, like, I'm trying to think of one that just was not the bomb, even if they were like a one hit wonder, like UNV, was that their names? What did they sing? Something's Going On, and they didn't sing Housekeeper, did they? I should have looked that shit up. You know, even like, again, even the ones that just had like one good hit or two, they were all very, very, very good. Like, I mean, it was good music. We're still listening to it today. Like, it was just good. It was just great, right? But one of my favorite groups, was Jodeci. And come on now. Listen, there was a young man that that came into my live stream a couple of months ago. And his name was Devontae. His name was Devontae. And I cracked up laughing. And I was like, I'm about to tell you something about yourself, and I'm about to tell you something about your mother. Like, you know, don't take no offense to this, like, or nothing. I never clicked on his profile or anything. I said, I'm pretty sure you're under 30, probably under 28. And your name is Devontae, so you were definitely named after Devontae Swing. How many girls who had babies back then named their damn child Devontae? I'm one of my best friends named her son Devontae. Like, it was a thing because we were all in love with Devontae. I said, I want you to go ask your mother who Devontae Swing is. I want you to go. We loved him. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love Jodeci as a complete group. Like, everybody in Jodeci played a part. They really did. Like, think about it. So, you know, you had Casey, who honestly was like the main voice. He was the strongest voice. He was the most soulful voice of the group. Like, he just stood out. He had this thing, right? So we all love Casey. JoJo was the second voice of the group, who I didn't feel like he was as soulful as Casey, because who's as soulful? That's like comparing like Fantasia to somebody, you know, y'all know what I'm saying. Like, the ones that be like hollering, but you feel it like it's a real good holler, like, or whatever. Like, it's not too many people. It's only, you know, not too many people that's like them that can make it sound good. JoJo was just, he could sing, he could carry a note. he could sing. JoJo could sing. But he contributed to the group, is basically what I'm saying. Then you had Dalvin, Mr. Dalvin, who was like, helped write and, you know, helped write a lot of the songs in that Jodeci and for other people. And what I didn't realize about Dalvin was that he was a hype man. I didn't really realize that until like I actually went to the concert. And then again, you had Devontae. Don't talk, just listen. You had the nigga that just all he had to do was open his mouth and talk. That was it. He produced a lot of the songs. Like, he's very, very talented, produced, you know, wrote a lot of the songs. Like, he had his place. Outside of the fact that he was just fine as hell and like all the women wanted him, like it just was what it was, right? So boom, Jodeci. SWV, another outstanding 90s R&B group who everybody loves. I mean, like, there's not too many people that can say they were able to sample something, you know, that Michael Jackson gave them his blessings on one of like the biggest remixes ever to happen in life. Like, if they're still getting paid off of anything, they're getting paid off of that damn human nature remix. So like, and you know, SWV, for those of you who just might not know, stands for Sisters with Voices, and they have always been able to stand up to that. You know, we recently, well, not recently, maybe a couple of years ago, had a Versus with them and Escape, and there were really people saying that Escape, before the Versus and after the Versus, that Escape washed them. And I'm like, that's a lie. On every single level. That's no shade to Escape, because again, the 90s produced great groups and bands. Like, I mean, phenomenal. And Escape was one of them, but they, to me, were not on the level, like, and when I say level, I'm meaning like in totality, that SWV had. Drew Hill, who was not on the Atlanta stop, and I've seen Drew Hill twice, I think. Maybe I've seen him once. Some years ago here, they were at like an amphitheater, and it was like all 87 of the members. And it was great. So I was a little disappointed that Drew Hill wasn't going to be there. But, you know, we knew in advance. And second, it was because they were doing, they must have had a prior commitment, because they had another show in Atlanta, like before the summer block party. So I guess, I don't know, maybe if they was getting paid more for that, or they just had a prior arrangement, because like some people would have just did both, right? So they were not there, but that was okay. Like, I've seen them before. They'll be back. I'm pretty sure I'll see them again. And that also goes for SWV. This is the second time I've seen SWV. I saw them when, like, during the first year that I moved here. They did like this old school thing, and then like Kid and Play was there. And I think I met Biz Markie. Was it Biz Markie? Not Biz Markie. His damn face is in my head, and I can't think of what his damn name was. But I met him. It was a whole bunch of old school acts there, and I feel like Salt and Pepper was there. Like, it was a whole bunch of old school acts. So I had already seen them, and Jodeci, if you guys remember, I had saw them not this past January, but the January before that. On tour, they opened up for New Edition. So I had seen them, and this was the first time that they had been together as a group in many, many years. So I had already seen what's their name? New Edition. I had already seen them a couple of times already, but I was like, I'm gonna go back and see them again, because mainly I want to see Jodeci. And it was great for the whole, 15, 20 minutes that they performed. Like, they didn't give them any time, because they were just an open act. So when I can't even remember if it was on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, that Jodeci was headlining a tour. Like, this was their tour. Like, this was their shit. Yo, I was on that shit. I was on it. I was on it. I was on it. I couldn't wait for the tickets to drop. I'm like, I'm going to go support this group. It's one of my most favorite groups ever. Like, I'm going to go and do this. And I was talking to one of my best friends, Rhonda, who's actually been on the show before. I'm talking to her and I'm like, girl, why is Jodeci gonna be here? She was like, bitch, sign me up. So I was like, okay, bet. So we got our tickets. Like, the show was August 18th. We got the tickets probably in June or some shit. Like, whenever they dropped is when we got them. So fast forward to the day of the concert. I had to work that day, but I got off like half a day or whatever. And Rhonda was already here. She had taken an Uber from the airport at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And we got ready to go. So I had never been to Chastain. Okay. So it was at Chastain Amphitheater. I had never been to Chastain. And let me tell you what, Chastain is amazing. Like, we had really good seats anyway, but I felt like anywhere that we would have sat, except for the small area that they have for like the lawn, like they have a really small lawn area and it's way, 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 way up. Like, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed that. But all of the like regular seats were actually like really good. We didn't do like stage level or floor level. We were like in the orchestra level, and again, we had a really good view. The aisles, the chairs are you know, comfortable enough for an amphitheater. Like, the lines at the concessions went quickly. They had regular they had some good ass fries, but regular, you know, concert food, basically concert prices or whatever. The bathrooms were really clean. Like, I mean, Chastain was really, really, really nice. The rows, like when you're sitting in the seats, you know how there's, you know, the walking space, like it was so spacious. Like, you know, it was enough room for people to get up and dance and, you know, without hitting each other or really bumping each other or anything. So honestly, I give Chastain definitely a 10. Like, I will go back to that amphitheater whenever somebody is there that I want to see them. Like, that, I probably prefer that amphitheater from any amphitheater that I've been to in the Atlanta area. So keep that in mind. The parking wasn't bad either. So, I mean, you have to kind of walk down some stairs and heels and all this and the other. But, and I think, what did we pay? 30 to park? I think it was like $20 or $30. Whatever. It wasn't bad. It didn't take long for us to get out of there. Like, I mean, the overall experience at Chastain was a big thumbs up, two thumbs up for me. So, moving on to the good part. Okay. Let me tell y'all what. I'm trying to think. There was an opening act. I'm not really sure who they were. It was a hip hop group. I feel like they said they were out of somewhere out of North Carolina. But I didn't really know exactly who they were. I mean, they did all right, whatever. I don't remember who the DJ was either, y'all, but the DJ was really fucking rocking. And what I could really appreciate about this concert was, so like, you know how they always had the DJ and they play music before, you know, the act comes out or whatever. I'm gonna tell y'all, those of us who went to college between like, or, you know, was of college age between like 94 and like 2004. Like, the littest group of people. When I tell y'all, they got to playing like all these songs and everybody was up dancing. Like, it just made me feel so good. Like, of course, he went from literally like 70s music all the way up to now. Like, and it was just such a good vibe. Like, everybody was there to have a good fucking time. You know, of course, they, you know, they do the whole, like, you know, Nuck If You Buck, and, you know, they had to play all of the Atlanta music. And, like, I mean, it was just, it was like a big ass party. It was like the clubs used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been seeing, like, these pictures and shit going around of, like, people pouring out liquor at a club and, you know, everybody just standing around watching, or, you know, everybody basically just standing around watching at the club. You got a few girls that might be twerking. No movement whatsoever. It just be dead as fuck in there. And they be spending hundreds of dollars to sit in a damn space and just a bunch of fuck ass bullshit. Whereas us, we was rocking that motherfucker. And when stuff like Nuck If You Buck or Move Bitch or What You Gonna Do, any of that shit got to coming on, you know what I'm saying? The only thing was we had to just, you know, just have your head on the swivel, because if somebody stepped on somebody's foot, it was gonna be a fight. But the security would just get their ass, break them up, get them up out of there, and the party kept going. Might be some static in the parking lot, but we not worried about that. We on the inside, we still kicking it, we drinking, you know what I'm saying, we dancing, we, you know, doing all that good shit. So that's kind of how it was. It was like a whole, like, it just reminded me of, like, such good times in my 20s. You know what I'm saying, having a good time in my 20s. So moving along, SWV hits the stage. Looking damn good. When I say they was looking good, they were looking fantastic. I mean, like, you know, like how Black women in our, you know, mid-40s, you know, 40s to 50s or whatever, you know what I'm saying, how we look out here, how people just always be like, oh my God, you're 40. Like, I mean, but they was up there, they was snatched, they had, you know, their outfits were cute, like, their backup dancers were great, the band was great, all of it. But baby, when I tell y'all that SWV stands for Sisters With Voices, and they are not motherfucking bullshitting out here. All three of them, though, could probably outsing your fave. You understand what I'm saying? Like, still, they sound better to me than they did 30 years ago. Like, I was so, and it's what the crazy thing is, like I said, I knew, like, I had seen them when I first moved here. So what, it's been damn about to be 8 years to the day since I moved here. So about 8 years ago, I saw them, and they blew me away. But it's like, this time, I don't know what it was. It was just, I just can't even explain it. There were a few times where I just got chills. They each did, one of the highlights was they each did like an individual set or whatever, you know, just like each one of them came out and sang something. What did Taj sing? I can't even remember. Damn it. I can't remember what Taj sang. Sorry, I still got this. A little bit of this cough, but I said I was gonna get this episode off because I'm tired of holding on to it. So, but Natasha, why, and my brain is foggy too, y'all. And I know y'all like, it's because you're high, but that might be a little part of it. But honestly, I think it's just COVID brain. Like, it's just been foggy. Lily came out and sang D'Angelo's How Does It Feel. She had D'Angelo playing on the back, in the back screen or whatever. She had like some shots of her like in some video with some guy, but also D'Angelo, like, I know y'all know the famous and infamous D'Angelo video, How Does It Feel, where he was butt ass naked on there. Tell me y'all remember that. But she had that playing in the background and she sang "How Does It Feel?" And she sounded amazing. Also, throughout the show, Lily was talking her shit. You know what I'm saying? She was, you know, she was getting her little shots off, you know, from, I guess, whatever the little reality show is with them and Escape. And she was like, 30 million soul, bitch, or something, whatever it was. Like, she was out there being real, real ghetto. I could appreciate it. Talk your shit, bitch. Talk your motherfucking shit because you deserved it. Okay? So anyway, she got out there. She did that. But baby Coco. Coco had me crying, y'all. Like, Coco had me chills. She got out there, turned the mic all the way up to, like, past whatever the highest it could be, and sang "If Only You Knew" by Patti LaBelle. There was no strain. There was no strain. It's like it just came out. It's like she was just talking. It's like she didn't even have to think about it. It like there was no concern of her not hitting a note. When I say this bitch got out here and sang down, like I'm thinking about it and I just like, oh my goodness. Like, and yes, I knew this about her. We had just seen them a couple of years ago on Versus. We knew this. We know that, especially Coco, we know how Coco can sing. We know how Coco gets down. We know these things, right? But this, oh my God, she deserves every flower in the garden. Like, it was amazing. I had got my money's worth out of SWV. Now. It's that time of the show. I know that was real random, wasn't it? But it's that time of the show for, you know, whenever I get ready to tell somebody to shut the fuck up, or you want to tell somebody to shut the fuck up, you can tell a person, place, thing, a corporation, whoever, a political party, a cult, somebody on Twitter, whoever the fuck you want to tell shut the fuck up, go ahead and do that. But now is the time for me to tell somebody to shut the fuck up. So I'm on my feet enjoying SWV. Mind you, remember, I told y'all how the venue is set up. You know, the seats, when you sit in the seats, they're close to each other. That's just how they are. Like, but they were still comfortable. And there was so much room in front of us to dance, for people to get by, whatever. I'm on my feet whole time because we have fucking sisters with voices on the damn stage, and they giving a fucking concert. Okay, they giving us some shit that we didn't even fucking deserve. We probably should have paid more for the fucking tickets. That's what they giving us, okay? Do y'all know the chick that was sitting next to me while I was up on my feet enjoying Sisters with Voices? Do y'all know that she tapped me on my shoulder? Let me tell y'all how that conversation went. She tapped me on my shoulder. She had this fucking New York baseball cap in her hand that probably should have been on her head, because her head was a fucking mess. And y'all know I don't even be doing that. But it just was what it was at that point in time, because she pissed me off. Okay. I turns around. She was like, "Hey, I know you want to enjoy the show." I said, I just cut her off right then and there, y'all. I said, "And I'm going to." And so she was like, "Well, I mean," and she like kind of put her hand out, like kind of pointing like down the road, and was like, "You know, well, with you standing up, like we can't see or whatever." I was like, "Well, it sounds to me like you need to stand up too, because SWV is on the stage. And also, I did not pay to enter a movie theater. I'm not at the movies. I'm at a concert. So if you want to see, and if you want to see them, you might want to stand up. And she was like, well, I was just kind of waiting for Joe to see. Okay, well, wait for Joe to see. But in the meantime, if you're sitting there, then you'll be able to hear and not see. I don't know what the fuck, bitch. What are you being serious with me? Oh, and that's another thing I told her. I said, I paid the same amount of money for my tickets that you pay for yours. So I don't know. You might need to find a way to enjoy this, because I'm going to. Like, and Rhonda was like, I'm so proud of you, because that could have went so bad. I said, it's growth, because I really could have turned the fuck up. But I had not, Jodeci had not hit the stage yet, and I was like, I'm not doing that. Now, had she said something else to me, I would have had to get her ass. But again, whatever. My Shut the Fuck Up award goes to that hoe, because how dare you come to a fucking concert? First of all, how dare you sit on your ass while SWV is on stage? How dare you? How dare you? You disrespectful, raggedy ass ragamuffin. How do you do that? Got that off my chest. Let's keep going on with the story. So yeah, so that happened while I was watching SWV. So anyway, SWV was great. They did another DJ set. The DJ was like, oh, I brought one of my friends. Da, 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 da. I feel like it was somebody else too. But anyways, it was Lloyd. Lloyd gets up on the stage talking about She's Fine 2 or 5-2, whichever one you want to say. Y'all know I love me some Lloyd. I just love him. Like, he is just so, I don't know. It's just, he just gives me all the feels. So he got out there. I think he sang like 3 songs or whatever. It was amazing. I feel like somebody else was there too. But he also was like, I'm so glad y'all let me come up here. I'm just here to see my most favorite R&B songstress of all time, Coco from SWV. And then it was rumored that they were actually dating. I did see a couple of pictures of them on Instagram, but I don't know. So I don't know if they're dating or not. But it was just so cute, y'all. He got out there and he did his thing, and it was amazing. So then it was time for the main event. Y'all, when Jodeci hit the stage, I felt like I was in middle school on the bus. I used to get on the bus and go to the back with all my friends. And it was right when Forever My Lady came out, and it just put me back there. Like, I literally can remember listening to, or like right before leaving the house, you know, on jukebox or whatever the fuck it might have been at the time, and or, you know, whatever video station, and Jodeci get coming on, and they're in that fucking desert, or and they got them damn Jodeci boots on. And that's just how I felt, y'all. I was so fucking happy. And I say this a lot, you know, when I come on and talk about concerts and stuff, I always say, like, I can't, like, believe I'm able to see these people so many years later. And it just speaks to the character of the music. I'm sorry, but there's a whole lot of songs and group, or not even groups, but songs and artists and stuff that are out now that are not going to have any longevity. They've fallen off already, you know what I mean? And even, you know, with this is the 50th year of hip hop, like, they're selling out fucking stadiums, y'all. And so are groups like, again, your SWVs, your Jodeci's, your Drew Hill's, Guy, New Edition, still selling out. I mean, there's groups that all the original members ain't even there no more, and they're in lineups that are, I won't say that they're the actual ones that selling out the whole thing, but they're in lineups where these shows are sold out, like High Five and 112 and, you know, like, there's just so many. We had so much good music. Okay, I'm gonna get back to it. Sorry. I was so happy when all four of them men came out on that stage. Now, I didn't know what to expect vocally, but what I didn't, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen vocally, but my expectation was that they were going to sound like they probably should sound after 30 years and drugs and health issues and all of that. That's what I expected out of them. Honestly, they gave me a lot better than that. Casey sounded a lot better this time around than the first time that I heard him. Like, I don't know what it was like, the first time when I heard him a few years ago when they opened up for New Edition. So, like, he did. He sounded like KC. He hit all his ooh yes. I didn't hear it too much crackling in his voice. He probably went down a tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, his voice sounded a little bit deeper. But aside from that, like, he gave. He gave. Okay. JoJo, I was surprised that JoJo was able to hold the notes that he held. But he did lip sync a little bit. They did pre-record, and it sounded like, you know, a recent recording. You know what I'm saying? It didn't sound like from, you know, when the fucking album dropped. It sounded like a recent recording, but you could tell that he was lip syncing, which was, I was fine with that, because again, I ain't know what the fuck was gonna happen. Okay. Dalvin, who, you know, y'all know he don't really sing all like that. You know, him and Devontae, they you can hear them from time to time, but they don't really be like blowing over that. But Mr. Dalvin is the motherfucking hype man. Again, I didn't really realize this. Like, he's the hype man. He got out there, he hyped everybody up. He, you know, he set the songs up and, you know, got off, you know, Freaking You and Fiending, they was about to sing that shit, you know what I'm saying? He got everybody ready, got the crowd together. He played his motherfucker part, okay? Devontae Swing, let me tell y'all about Devontae. First of all, Devontae came out looking like a cartoon character, I'm not gonna lie. It was just because of the fucking hat he had on. One of the bucket hats that was like covering his face, and he's already kind of like tall and lanky, you know what I mean? Like, and that was another thing. I'm like, has he always been that thin? Like, whatever. But Devontae was out there higher than a kite, because boy, he was kept going to the side, hitting that damn blunt. And visibly, Devontae did what he was supposed to do. Don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry, baby, whatever, all the shit. You know what I'm saying? He said whatever it was. His couple of words, he did what he was supposed to do. The band sounded good. The only thing, again, that I did not like, which was the same thing that they did at the first time that I seen it, was they did the sped up version of I'm Still Waiting. I don't get it. I mean, I know that it was a big deal, but I really wanted to hear the slow version of I'm Still Waiting. That was the only thing I disliked about Jodeci. And they closed the show with Times We Share, and y'all know that is my shit. Y'all know that is like probably my third favorite song on the album. Like, I fucking love that song. Like, it's just such a happy song, and you gotta get up and dance. Or was it Get On Up, when the one they closed out on? But they did both of them. I think it was Times We Share, I don't remember. But I was so glad I was able to hear that too. So that was my experience, y'all, at the summer block party. I'm so glad I went. I would have gone by myself had anybody not said they wanted to come. We had such a good time. Like, the weather, y'all, I didn't know if it was gonna be too hot. The weather was perfect. Like, it was just such a perfect evening with a friend and good music, y'all. So I think the tour is over now. Like, I think the Summer Black Party tour is done. They have gone and completed their whole tour. I have not heard anything but good. I'm gonna read y'all a couple of these reviews and I'm gonna get out of here. But let's see, this was Cookie at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood. This was one of the best concerts ever. It had such a high energy vibe. I danced the entire time, loved it. Scroll down to see. Great concert. This was Wanda at the Toyota Pavilion at Concord. The concert was excellent. All performers did an awesome job. Jodeci was vocally on point. I felt like I was back in the 90s. They are truly gifted. Great concert. Let's see. Let's scroll down. Let's see if we can find some more real quick. Like, all of them were the only bad reviews, or if I saw anything that was like one or two or three stars, it had to do with the actual venue. So I ain't gonna read y'all them. Let's see what this one says. This one was 4 stars. In Concord. Really great concert. SWV should have performed last because they did an outstanding job. Drew Hill killed it and should have performed after Jodeci went first. No, Jodeci, this was Jodeci's concert, you dumbass. Jodeci looked tired and dragged on stage like they were exhausted. I enjoyed hearing Jodeci sing and sound the same. Just need a little more pep in their step. They did fine in Atlanta. I don't know what the fuck they was talking about. Let me see if I can find one from somewhere else, because these motherfuckers. I'm like, was y'all at the same concert I was at? I'm trying to find some from Atlanta. I don't see it. Okay, this is from Phoenix. Let's see. They still got it. This was in Phoenix. I really enjoyed the concert. The only reason I didn't give it 5 stars is because I thought Jodeci's performance was a little short. As a headliner, I expected a longer performance from them. Their performance was about 45 to 50 minutes, which was about the same as Drew Hill and SWV. But other than that, it was a good show. They did enough. Yeah, they were the headliner. They did enough. I don't know what else did they want them to do. Man, Drew Hill held the concert. I don't think anyone sat down. SWV, they rocked, and Jodeci rocked too. I think the ending could have been better, but I would return any day they come back. So they got really good reviews. Again, the ones that were like not so great reviews had to do with the actual like venue. Let's see, 10 out of 10. This was in Inglewood. An absolutely magnificent show. Their music has become timeless, and the new classic R&B. They changed the sound of the genre and paved the way for so many today, just like the generations before them did. Their voices, their presence, and the magic they bring takes you into the zone. If you haven't experienced the magic that is Jodeci, this is your sign. Jodeci forever. Here's a bad review, y'all. Jodeci could have stayed at home. This was in Chula Vista. Very disappointing concert. Spent most of the night waiting around. SWV needs to be the main event. Their performance outshined Jodeci. Drew Hill was an absolute no-show. They probably wasn't a no-show. They probably weren't on the ticket, kind of just like how they were here. Did SWV outshine Jodeci? Yeah, they did. I mean, their voices are just like there's not too many people that you can name who sounds exactly the same as they did 30 years ago. Them, Usher, who else? You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many people off the top of my head that I can think that still sound Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? That still sound good from, well, Beyonce wasn't in the 90s, but y'all get what I'm saying. So anyways, if y'all missed it, I hate it for you. Maybe they'll come back around next time. I don't know. But it was great. And I'm so glad to be back on the mic. I got some other episodes coming up. I got a lot to say. And I don't know, y'all. It's been real until y'all hear me or see me again. Peace.